The Tale of Little Red Riding Hood. Chapter 1.
Please, Mother, can I go now?
Moaned Little Red Riding Hood. She was standing in the doorway of the cottage where the two of them lived.
I really don't want to be late. I promised Granny I'd be there by tea time.
Little Red Riding Hood was quite cross. This was so annoying. It had taken months of pestering to get Mother to let her visit Granny on her own, and now she seemed to have changed her mind.
I'm not sure I should let you go,
said Mother.
The forest is full of all sorts of dangerous things. Who knows what might happen?
Little Red Riding Hood sighed.
We've been over this already, Mother,
she said.
I promise I'll be careful, and I've got my mobile phone. Well,
murmured Mother.
Oh, all right then,
she said at last.
But call me as soon as you get to Granny's. I will,
said Little Red Riding Hood, and she skipped off down the path. Mother waved, and Little Red Riding Hood waved back. But as soon as she was deep in the woods and out of sight, she hissed.
Yes!
And punched the air. Chapter 2. Little Red Riding Hood was determined to enjoy being out on her own. She felt grown up as she strolled down the path, swinging the basket of goodies Mother had given her for Granny. But suddenly a dark shadow fell across her. She stopped in her tracks.
Hello there,
said someone with a very deep voice.
And who are you?
Little Red Riding Hood turned around and saw a large, hairy figure behind her. Something about him was familiar, but she couldn't think what it was.
I'm Little Red Riding Hood,
she replied politely, but then she remembered something that her mother had said.
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
Quite right too,
growled the hairy figure.
What a sensible girl you are. I'll leave you to your walk in the woods. Are you going anywhere nice?
Just to my granny's,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
She lives in a cottage on the other side of the forest, and I mustn't be late. Bye.
Little Red Riding Hood hurried off. She looked over her shoulder and was surprised to see that the hairy figure had disappeared. He had seemed quite friendly, but she still had a nagging feeling about him. And then it came to her. That hairy figure had been the big bad wolf. Mother had shown her his picture on a website, so she should have known it was him straight away. Phew, it looked like she'd had a narrow escape. But why hadn't he pounced on her? Perhaps he had been put off by the woodcutter working in the trees nearby. The woodcutter had a truck, and he was pretty good with that axe. Little Red Riding Hood thought it might be a good idea to store the woodcutter's number in her phone.
You never know when it might come in handy,
Little Red Riding Hood said to herself. Soon she had forgotten all about the big bad wolf, and she carried on walking, enjoying the warm day and being out alone. She even stopped to pick some wild flowers for Granny. Chapter 3. After a while, she arrived at Granny's cottage. She was just about to knock on the door when she noticed it was open. How strange! Perhaps Granny had left it open for her.
Hello, Granny,
she called out.
I've brought you some goodies.
Hello, sweetheart,
a deep voice replied.
I'm here in the bedroom.
Little Red Riding Hood stopped at the bedroom door and peered into the room. Somebody was in Granny's bed, wearing Granny's nightdress and Granny's nightcap. But it wasn't Granny. It was the big bad wolf.
Well, don't just stand there,
growled the big bad wolf.
Come in.
Several things ran through Little Red Riding Hood's mind all at once. What had he done to Granny? She realized it was her fault the big bad wolf was here. She had told him exactly where Granny lived. Little Red Riding Hood knew she was in great danger too.
Great,
she thought. Her first trip out on her own, and it was going to end in disaster. People would remember her as the girl who was eaten by the big bad wolf. Once upon a time, they'd say, Little Red Riding Hood went to see her granny, bumped into the big bad wolf, and didn't live happily ever after. She had to do something, and quickly, but what? Then she looked down into the basket of goodies and saw her mobile phone nestling there.
Could you hang on a minute, Granny?
Said Little Red Riding Hood.
There's something I need to do.
The big bad wolf looked at her, surprised. Little Red Riding Hood smiled, stepped out of the room, and started sending a text message. Chapter 4. The big bad wolf had got out of bed and was creeping towards her.
What big ears you've got, Granny,
said Little Red Riding Hood to slow him down.
Really?
Growled the big bad wolf.
All the better for hearing you with.
Yes, and, what big eyes you've got,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
Ah, all the better for seeing you with,
growled the big bad wolf. He was still creeping towards her and getting closer and closer and closer.
And what big teeth you've got,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
All the better for gobbling you up,
roared the big bad wolf, and he pounced. But just then, somebody crashed through the bedroom window. It was the woodcutter, of course, and he chased the big bad wolf around the bedroom. The big bad wolf squealed with fright, leapt out of the window, and ran away as fast as he could go. They found Granny tied up in her wardrobe. She was fine, but a bit upset. As for Little Red Riding Hood, well, she was looking forward to a lot more trips out on her own. She had managed okay in the end, hadn't she? Although she wasn't sure that Mother would agree.